ABC Radio Australia.
Well, Australia's much-vaunted Pacific step-up is in disarray following last week's meeting with regional leaders, particularly because of the issue of climate change. And now inflammatory comments by Australia's Deputy Prime Minister have further incensed some of the island countries. Fiji's leader, Frank Bainimarama, has described Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison's approach during last week's Pacific Forum as very insulting and condescending. Now, a watered-down agreement ended the marathon talks at the meeting held in Tuvalu, where the smaller Pacific nations had been pushing for a phase-out of coal in the power sector, but Australia resisted that. Now, Australia's Pacific Minister Alex Hawke has tweeted yesterday saying that Scott Morrison's strong leadership in rejecting those things that Australia simply could not agree to was both understood and respected by Pacific leaders, he tweeted. But people like Frank Bainimarama from Fiji certainly appear disappointed. Here he is speaking in Tuvalu at the end of the forum.
I was gravely disappointed that the language coming out of our final communique and that Australia fails to recognise climate change for what it is, a global crisis. I, along with my fellow Pacific heads of government, will continue to push the region's largest carbon emitter to transition from coal to clean energy and continue to be a voice for all climate vulnerable peoples.
Fiji's Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama and the host of last week's forum, Tuvalu's PM, Anele Sopoanga, has also criticised Scott Morrison's behaviour. He's told Radio New Zealand International just yesterday that the Australian Prime Minister's attitude was unfortunate and also, quote, neo-colonial. And Mr. Sopoanga has actually questioned Australia's future in the Pacific body. And now relations have been strained even further after the Australian Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack claimed that Pacific Islanders will cope with rising seawaters by coming to Australia to do seasonal work. Now that's motivated Frank Bainimarama to hit back. He's tweeted at the weekend that the relationship between Australia and the Pacific has taken a, quote, big step backwards. Our reporter Jordan Fennell has been following the story for us. So, Jordan, what exactly were these comments made by Michael McCormack, the Deputy Prime Minister?
Well, Catherine, the comments were recorded on a phone and first reported by The Guardian Australia, who released footage of Michael McCormack at a business function in Wagga Wagga, where he reportedly said that people from Pacific nations will, quote, continue to survive because many of their workers come here and pick our fruit. He was responding to a statement from an audience member who told him that Prime Minister Scott Morrison's position at the Pacific Islands Forum had made her embarrassed. While at the Pacific Islands Forum, Australia didn't agree to the Tuvalu Declaration, which called for a rapid phase out of coal use. Here's some more of what Mr. McCormack had to say.
I also get a little bit annoyed when we have people in those sorts of countries who point the finger at Australia and say we should be shutting down all our resources sector so that they can continue to survive. They will continue to survive. There's no question they will continue to survive, and they'll continue to survive with large aid assistance from Australia.
Frank Bainimarama hit back on Twitter, where he said, quote, if this is the Australian government's idea of a step up in its relations with the Pacific, it's certainly not a step forward. It's a big step backwards. He was referring there to Australia's recent efforts to re-engage with the Pacific with what Prime Minister Scott Morrison has called the Pacific Step Up. There's also been a lot of backlash on social media from Pacific Islanders, with many expressing their disgust at Mr. McCormack's comments.
So what does this likely mean for the relationship between Australia and Fiji and other Pacific nations moving forward?
Well, those comments plus Australia's refusal to endorse the Tuvalu Declaration at the Pacific Islands Forum seems to have left the relationship on rocky ground. Mr. Bainimarama told The Guardian Australia that he thought Prime Minister Scott Morrison's approach during the leaders' retreat was, quote, very insulting and condescending. The Shadow Minister for the Pacific, Pat Conroy, told AM that this would have diplomatic consequences and could lead to the Pacific nations seeking support from other countries. Here's a little bit of what he had to say.
It can only make them more predisposed towards China, and that is bad strategically for Australia, and it will lead to some potentially some very dire repercussions down the road.